Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Bregan. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Mahan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Heinie Mueller. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hugh Mulcahy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Hugh Mulcahy. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bregan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Atwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Mahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahan hits a pop-up towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marte moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gleason. Klein reaches second base with a double. Marte scores. Arnovich moves to third. It's 1-0, Phillies. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mueller for the out. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hugh Mulcahy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulcahy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marty hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Todd moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Todd moves to third. Maddox moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Mulcahy. Todd scores. Maddox moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. 1 out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bregan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Art Mahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahan strikes out. 2 outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Gleason reaches second base with a double. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulcahy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson is hit by the pitch. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Nicholson moves to second. 2 outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Klein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Klein. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Klein steals second. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heini Müller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Müller is 0-for-1 in the game. Müller hits a pop-up towards short. Matic settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Atwood hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Matic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulcahy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mahan scoops it up and throws to first, with Mulcahy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Hugh Mulcahy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulcahy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mulcahy hits a fly ball into right field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bregan hits a fly ball into right field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Mahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty moves to second. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matic fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gleason strikes out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-2 in the game. Lieber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Müller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heini Müller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Müller is 0-for-2 in the game. Müller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maddock hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Atwood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hugh Mulcahy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulcahy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mulcahy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Marty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 2 in the game. Root is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bragan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Bragan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragan is 0 for 3 in the game. Bragan hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Mahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mahan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Arnovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 3 in the game. Lieber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mahan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Russell moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maddock hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 3 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gleason. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Hirsch Martin pinch hits for Bill Atwood. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Herman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Herman. Mueller scores. Martin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Hugh Mulcahy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulcahy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mulcahy hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Benny Warren now catching. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 3 in the game. Root hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 4 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller fields it and throws to second for the out. Rogel moves to third. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Marte hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan is 0 for 4 in the game. Bregan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Mahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mahan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mori Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Arnovich hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Todd is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Maddock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell moves to second. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Charlie Root. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Vern Olson now pitching. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Rogel is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mahan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Hugh Mulcahy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulcahy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mulcahy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan is 0-for-5 in the game. Bregan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bregan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Russell hits a pop-up towards first. Mahan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Todd hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Todd reaches second base with a double. Nicholson scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Maddock hits a line drive into right field. Klein picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Klein. Todd scores. Maddock moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Vern Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bregan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Art Mahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahan is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Mahan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Arnovich hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Burger pinch hits for Chuck Klein. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mahan moves to second. Two outs. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 5 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Del Young pinch runs for Pinky May. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mahan scores. Young moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Vance Page now pitching. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0 for 1 in the game. Warren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Young moves to third. Mueller moves to second. Hamschult pinch hits for Hugh Mulcahy. Hamschult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.